This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, it's Mike Adams tomorrow. We switched it. He does a great job. So does Jay Dyer. Jay Dyer is about to take over. I think I got a question for Jay Dyer. Smart guy when it comes to the Great Reset, the New World Order. Come up here in about 5 minutes. But I wanted to air this piece just again for people that haven't seen it. Because whoever wrote this, I've not seen the author, so they don't have a globalist background, might have been a good person trying to warn us. It was a book like 13 years ago, got turned into a TV show a few years later. It's been redone last year. It was called Utopia 2013. Now it's Utopia 2020. But they're really warning you about what the globalists have actually done. Eerily accurate. But it turns out there are UN-funded sterilization vaccines and other things that talked about using autoimmune response to proteins in the uterus to actually do this. That's why Wolfgang Wudarg last year and other top scientists warned against exactly this. But here it is in fiction.
How much evil do you have to do good?
You've desecrated all my work. You disrespected science. What the hell did you put in that vaccine?
I created a flu that sparked the demand for a vaccine that doesn't work. After everyone in the country is vaccinated.
And the world.
He'll have murdered millions.
Nope, nope, you don't have it.
Give a certain percentage of the population a fatal illness,
and you make sure it's genetic. See, that was the exciting part. You pass it down. So if you have children before you die.
And when this vaccine fails, I'll be the scapegoat.
People are driven by the need to know what happens next.
Do you want to know what happens next?
Your father created a world-changing, not world-ending, a world-changing, world-improving omnivirus. And we have taken that virus and embedded it in the vaccine of destroys flu.
I knew it.
I knew it.
He created a panic, and now everybody's begging for the vaccine.
No, no, no. Demanding it.
Yes. And now we have exactly what we want. Hundreds of millions of Americans lining up, offering us their arms, and letting us give them our creation.
I'm pretty sure when every vaccinated person starts dying, they'll trace it back to you, undetectable virus or not.
You've all been very busy. You're all very sharp. Are you sure none of you would like to come and work for me? No? Better than dying a terrible, violent death. Don't understand this. What we are doing is far bigger than death.
Wait, this virus is not deadly.
It looks pretty damn deadly.
Tell me this. What have you done today to earn your place in this crowded world? Exactly. Everything I do is a cure for our current situation.
And how's it a cure?
You're killing people.
I told you it does not kill. That was the amazing epiphany we had. We didn't have to kill to accomplish our goal.
We intend to stop human reproduction for 3 generations. The busy, endless global assembly line of babies will grind to a halt.
You're sterilizing people?
Uh-huh. In the first 5 years, we'll start to see major birth rate declines as teenagers vaccinated today hit their childbearing years.
You're controlling the future of human civilization.
Is that what they're calling it? It's a very nice euphemism for a species that is replicated like a contagion across the planet, killing all other species in its wake, except things that are cute like puppies. Koalas.
You hate people that much?
On the contrary, I love people.
Then how?
Why would doing what our government or citizenry is too spoiled or self-indulgent to do? We are saving ourselves from ourselves.
Halting overpopulation.
100 years ago, the global population was 1.7 billion. 2011, it reached
7 billion. So what this is a seduction. And by the way, they always lie to their lower people. I explained this 1,000 times. I'm not just applying this story to make it sound like I already predicted everybody knows this. They told people, oh, we're just getting rid of half the population in the 60s, then 80%, then 90%. The internal documents are basically 100% post-human world. And so they tell the kind of mid-level folks, oh, we're sterilizing everybody with the new vaccine. And the death's a side effect. No, it's meant to kill people, too. So they're killing folks and sterilizing them. It's here. You're inside it now, folks. So guard your life. We'll be right back with Jay Dyer. Stay with us. InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. Well, we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine. It makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You got it. Got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
All right, Jay Dyer is a TV host and a really well-researched author. Jay's at Allison's.com. And he's taking over this hour. I appreciate him doing it today. I was going to host the hour, but I've got very important things that I've got to finish that I can't do on air. And then we've got Mike Adams hosting tomorrow. But we're making a lot of big announcements soon about some of the things we're doing, all the things that are unfolding. But I wanted to ask Jay before I turn the baton over to him, the microphone over to him, his view on the paradox. Because, you know, if you talk to a globalist, and they put this in their writings, because I've had some of them tell me in my face, one of them even in front of the producer, which wasn't off record, so I can tell the story, that the public doesn't want your help. They're a bunch of dumb animals, and we're just really sad about this, but you need to join us, and we're going to try to save the earth. And it's kind of like you live out in the country, and people have dumped a bunch of wild dogs out there. There's 20 of them running around eating each other, and you know, a lot of the farmers just go out there and shoot them. What are you going to do, spay them and keep them all? Or cats. Cats get overpopulated. You know, you're like, oh, the local animal shelter's, you know, killing thousands of cats a month in Austin. Isn't that terrible? Well, nobody's taking care of them. But then you study the globalists. They're so inbred and evil, and almost all their kids commit suicide and are into transgenderism. I mean, I know some of these people. I know folks that know the other ones. They're all extremely depressed, extremely unhappy, and they just want to kill everybody. They've got their excuse of like, oh, we've got to get rid of everybody, you know, to save the earth. But again, as I said, 50 years ago they taught we've got to cut the population by half. Then it was 70%, 80%, 90% in public documents. You know, the famous Georgia Guidestones put up by Ted Turner says 500 million. But now they say, oh, transhumanism, we want all humans gone. They're a scourge. Humans are bad. And it's all people like Webster Hubble's daughter that are pushing this. Like, how about you go? I mean, I'm not going to come attack Chelsea Clinton. I don't want to even. The point is, you want me to die. You've been caught giving us deadly vaccines. You're doing all this. You're imploding the world economy, flooding us with third world populations. You then teach to hate white people. So white people will then become tribal to defend themselves and survive. And then you've got what you want. We wipe them out. You wipe us out. And then Pelosi and her evil daughter, these selfish monsters, go forward. Years ago, it was estimated, even by the Federal Budget Office, Congressional Budget Office, that there was over $2 quadrillion in fake money worldwide. A lot of it the U.S. Now it's probably 10 times that money velocity. So they've created enough money to buy the world hundreds of times. Every car, every building, every painting, every piece of gold, hundreds of times. So they're looking at it going, well, what do? Well, they collapse the economy. They do lockdowns to make what's left of the economy implode. So we got to go more into debt to them because the debt has no value until we are in debt and have to get it from them. And then, oh, you got to take an inoculation to get this money. You got to have a social credit score. You got to do what we say. You got to have a vaccine passport. And then they admit that's their plan. And look, it takes a lot to shake me up. We're going to Jay Dyer on this. But this is my question. I went to New York for 3 days, got a lot of stuff done publicly and behind the scenes. And I went to the UN, and I didn't even know this was up there. Big, giant paintings. We're going to put out in the next few days. You're going to shoot a whole report. saying you will soon own nothing, you will have nothing, just like Davos says. But it got worse. It then said you will soon live in a commune, not a city, not a house, not an apartment. And it showed people in a concentration camp. It showed concrete bunkers and people in a camp. So what's the psychology? Instead of saying, oh, it's a utopia we're going to build for you, everything's free, they go, you will soon live in an open-air camp. You will eat bugs. You will get no meat. You will drink sewage. These are statements on the wall. And I was there with the off-duty New York police. We had a security. They hadn't been down there. Like, what the hell's this? They thought it was a joke. My camera guy was like, did we put this up? This looks like a joke. No, it's not a joke. So what is the psychology behind that, Jay Dyer? Let me ask this first question. What is the paradox of those of us that know this is going on, know we lose our soul if we become these globalists, try to kill everybody, plus we know they're going to get us too. We're lying, pretending we're with them. They're all going to be betrayed by this evil. What is the paradox? As now we're inside the nightmare. The trap is shut. It's just now beginning. And all these idiots are going along with it who really do deserve to be destroyed. But see, because it's not Satan in control. And it's not humans in control. God is letting these forces play out through free will, and it's a test. So all these idiots that ran like teacher's pets to give an apple to Satan, he already gave us the apple, thinking, oh, we're teacher's pets, let us rule. He's only the tester. They're fools, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the key here is understanding that what we're dealing with ultimately is a spiritual battle. It's not just a battle against oligarchical moneyed elites. That's one strata of what we're dealing with. But at the top of that pyramid, above the top layer there is something spiritual. It's the eye in that pyramid is a spiritual entity.
That's why the eye is levitating. It's not of this world.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a spiritual dimension that goes beyond the physical. And in that dimension, which I think is the fallen angelic realm, you have a spiritual power, a fallen cherub, according to Ezekiel 28, who is envious of mankind because of the destiny that man has. You know, Jesus became incarnate in our theology and Christian theology to raise man to a status of immortality. And Satan and his rebellious angels were envious of that. They did not want to partake of that. And so they rebelled, and so they have it out to destroy humankind. And it's no accident that the elites who go into their, trance states and who go into these demonic states, all these LSD states, and get this information literally from clockwork elves, from the entities, they all say, you got to depopulate. Right? Why is it? It's not an accident, right? If you go watch 50 videos of people who've done DMT, right, on YouTube, almost all of them will say that they got the same message. Oh, dude, I was in the DMT dimension and the clockwork elves told me to form a world government and like depopulate and stuff, dude, and then everything will be fixed. Why is it the same message? Exactly right. So Paul was telling us 2000 years ago, right, in Ephesians 6, that the real power is a spiritual battle. And most people who are in the matrix, the people that are going along with this system, they're spiritually deluded and blinded. And until they repent, until they come out of this, they can't see the big picture, the real metaphysical battle that's going on.
You're absolutely right. So what do we do about the fools that aren't Satanists but are caught under a spell?
Well, we keep doing what we're doing, right? I mean, the more that we point this out, the more that we show the truth, the more that we give a coherent narrative, right? Because they're not hearing a coherent story. They're hearing constant contradiction. They're being brutalized by that O'Brien methodology of constant gaslighting and lying and getting you to buy further into the lie. And you're right. There is a paradox in that. And, you know, in God's providence, if you go along willingly with the evil, you get what you paid for. We're at the juncture now where it's no longer theory. It's not just theoretical arguments around, you know, the Thanksgiving table to debate with your so-called conspiracy theory relatives or whatever. It's now the rubber meets the road where if you don't get into reality and choose the delusion in your head, right, to follow Fauci and his incarnation of science. I am science. You do what I say. I'm science, right? He sounds like a diner waitress. Like, I feel like he should be getting me more tater tots. Do I need any more tater tots with that mRNA or whatever? I mean, this guy is ridiculous.
Don't do it. Powerful. I appreciate you taking over, my friend. What do you make of the smoking gun? We now learned that Fauci had him making the COVID-19 vaccine a month before they announced COVID-19. I mean, smoking gun.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's amazing. Good work. And, I mean, that just fits perfectly in with the rest of the smoking guns. It's just another in this long line of things that obviously show foreknowledge, planning, strategy. You've got five known exercises, which we've covered many times. You've covered, did a whole documentary. We've got Clade X. We've got Crimson Contagion. We've got SPARS. We've got Event 201. We've got Lockstep. And now we've got even more evidence. It should be open and shut. It should have already been open and shut. But, yes, that's awesome. Yet another open and shut where we have foreknowledge, we have planning, we have strategy, we have them participating.
But as you know, even the Crimson Contagion and the SPARS drills have it coming out. They're even prepared the drills that it's going to come out, that it's deadly and the rest of it.
Exactly. And then to blame it on, right, the government stooges and kind of the low-level people while the Gateses are immune, right? This is called function stacking, where you have one operation that serves multiple purposes, right? So it's not just a big money operation to make billions. It's also a long-term, right, experimentation depopulation strategy.
You're taking over. Jay Dyer, JasonEllis.com, and then The War Room with Owen Stroyer in T-minus 45 minutes right here on the InfoWars TV/radio network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Slims and perhaps a box wine with those tater tots. Welcome to Fauci's Diner. Please get your mandated stabby at the door and help yourself over to the salad bar and get lots of coleslaw.
Yes, Fauci definitely sounds like a diner waitress. Now, we were talking about mutations and we were talking about different plans in the past that I've been on. And I wanted to kind of follow up with what I see the UFO alien psyop to be. So, you know, Alex has had quite a few guests on. I think John Bowne or Greg Reese have done some reports, which are really good highlighting some of these topics. And I've got quite a bit of information on this because I did several sections in my book on the notion of alien propaganda. Why is Hollywood so married to this? Is it just to make money, or is there a deeper agenda at work here? And it relates to the Great Reset, because even to my surprise, right, in that video that we saw earlier where, 4 years ago, the World Economic Forum put out a viral video on Twitter saying, here's the 8 or 10 things that will be, you know, the characteristic events in the next 10 years. You will see alien life. I think it was number 5 or 6 or so in that sequence. And in my book, I did a whole analysis of a Brookings Institute document. And this is actually from one of the top think tanks. There's a famous academic. Her name's Brenda Denzler. She wrote a book on UFO cults and the manipulation and social engineering that could be used, could be had through alien cults and alien engineering. And in this 1968 NASA Brookings Institute report, it says, quote, the Christian religion would be particularly compromised by the discovery of extraterrestrial life, since it makes so much of the incarnation of Christ as a historical event and of the knowledge of the good news of Jesus Christ's passion, ascension, and atonement as the sine qua non of salvation. This fact would thus be irreconcilable with divine providence. Again, that's from a 1968 NASA Brookings Institute report. Now, if the elite, if the strategists, the social engineers have known that since the 60s, I think it's a good bet that when we look at the history of the so-called UFO phenomenon, the outbreak of all these sightings and whatnot, going back to the 40s, certain people and certain events were chosen to be actually propped up. The first of which, of course, is the George Adamski story, right? He's one of the first close encounter abductee type persons where he had this, you know, direct encounter. And then it was later outed that this was curiously parallel to a science fiction book that had been written around the same time. And so a lot of people started calling out George Adamski as a fraud. And none other than the head of the CIA himself, I believe it was Helms, stepped up to the plate to prosecute anybody who would call out or question the narrative of George Adamski. Soon after that, you have the story of Betty and Barney Hill. They're another early case of abductees. And what do you know? Betty and Barney Hill go on to start an alien cult. Now, the interplay between intelligence agencies, cults, psychological operations, and alien phenomena is always there. There's always this link. They're always in the background. And in fact, some of the biggest cults of the 20th century have what you could call exotheology. All that means is space opera. It means a theology of space, or a mythology of the planets and the beings or the entities or the interdimensional angels, whatever you want to call it, which are really just replacements for aliens. They're all talking about basically the same thing. And as I mentioned, Alex, there's this notion of what's called function stacking, right? We saw that with the CUFID and all that nonsense, right? That it served multiple purposes and multiple agendas. Well, the UFO phenomenon bears all of those same patterns of function stacking, multiple use cases. So early on in, say, the Cold War period, the UFO phenomenon served as a good deflection. It was a red herring, right, to dupe foreign analysis, to cover for maybe experimental stealth aircraft that were being developed, right, the stealth bomber or whatever. And, in fact, a famous CIA operative, Miles Copeland, was actually involved in staging some of these events back in the 60s to dupe the Chinese, believe it or not. And it worked so well that the information that was intended to dupe the Chinese came back domestically to the U.S. in the 60s, and an early UFO alien cult sprung out of that. And this cult, by the way, tacked on a new gospel to the Bible, which detailed the alien rapture. So they actually co-opted this dispensationalist evangelical doctrine of the rapture and tied that into the alien mythology. Oh, the Space Brothers are going to come. They're going to, you know, beam you up into, you know, the ship or whatever. One thinks immediately here of, right, Heaven's Gate, Marshall Applewhite. Right, and definitely there are Fed connections, believe it or not, to the Heaven's Gate cult. Jim Jones's cult had a exotheology space component. A lot of people don't know this, but actually Jim Jones said that the universe was part of this big space opera. And if people followed his cult and they followed his dictates, they would be led into, you know, the heavenly vaults, the many mansions, right? So they take these verses in the Bible. The many mansions, that means space brothers, that means aliens, right? But the pattern is always the same, right? We see intelligence agencies in the background, deep state people. And it's not surprising because where does the alien mythos in the 20th century actually come from? Does it come from people who saw strange unexplained phenomena, which definitely exists? Sure, there's a lot of inexplicable stellar spatial phenomena. But does it follow from that that it's therefore space brothers or extra biological ETs? No. That's a non sequitur, right? In logic, that's a non, it doesn't follow. Right? So the fact that there's inexplicable phenomenon doesn't automatically lead to the conclusion that it's beings from other planets who are biological entities who evolved like us or something. But why do so many people think that it does? Why do so many people think that strange aerial phenomenon automatically leads to extra biological entities? Well, this is the role that Hollywood played. This is the role that the science fiction machine played. Where does the science fiction machine derive its origins? Well, for us, in the 20th century, there's no other figure more important than H.G. Wells. So I've been going back and reading some of these fiction works by Wells, Orwell, Huxley, and it's amazing at the multifunction level that these books played, right? So they're not just kind of telling you at one level what's going on. They're really setting the stage for the inculcation of a new paradigm, a new worldview. Just as that Brookings Institute document said, we'll institute a new paradigm, a new worldview based around an alien mythology. Aliens seated us here. We're just the creation of alien engineers, right? Like out of Ridley Scott's Prometheus, literally. So Ridley Scott's Prometheus is literally based on the ideas of Watson, Crick, even Isaac Newton, right? These people, they believed in the notion of panspermia, that we were seated here by some other's planet or perhaps by intelligent Archon engineers, right? And all of that is relevant because it doesn't matter so much whether it's true or false or to what degree it's true or false. I mean, I believe it is, but the point is false. But the point is that if they can get the majority of the population to believe this, then it can be used as a strategic social engineering tool to just further funnel people into the world government. The alien space religion has a very good chance of being used by the elite to be part of the global religion. The global government will need a global religion. H.G. Wells even said that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show, and I'm Jay Dawson.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well-known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it. And I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us. And then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We were covering the story of alien deception, propaganda, how it's being used. And an important thing to remember is that there were several key movies back in the 40s and 50s that came out that really promoted this idea. One of the most famous of which, of course, was The Day the Earth Stood Still. And if you go back and watch that film, it's amazing the level of overt propaganda in that film. In fact, the Klaatu character, right? Everybody knows who this alien is. He comes and he threatens to destroy Earth because Earth is unevolved and the humans are violent or whatever. So the irony, of course, is he's going to kill everybody because humans are violent. Well, isn't that an action of violence, right? So it's like it's kind of defeats the purpose of what he says he's here to do. But you'll notice that the motivations and justifications that the aliens often give in the movies just happens to coincide with the Malthusian attitude of the global elite, right? That, oh, we have to, you know, solve the problem of humanity by getting rid of humanity, right? If we become post-human, that will solve the problem of what it is to be human. We'll just get rid of the humans, right? And this character, Klaatu, was intentionally intended to be a replacement Jesus character. Right. So the background to this is in 1949, there was a scientist named Dr. James Lipp, and he wrote this report called Project Sign. And Project Sign went into what would be the plot of Day the Earth Stood Still. There's a famous figure involved in the production of the Day the Earth Stood Still, a famous CIA psychological warfare figure named C.D. Jackson. You may have heard of him. He's the guy behind the doctrinal warfare program where the CIA, as we know from the Wim Hof book, attempted to co-opt and did successfully co-opt the Roman Catholic Church during the Cold War. Now, this project was intended to create a CIA, an OSS/CIA narrative that would be used to socially engineer the notion of science, progress, right, denuclearization, all these kinds of ideas that were so-called progressive at the time. And another way we know this is the case is that the head of 20th Century Fox at that time, Daryl Zanuck, actually went to the Office of Wartime Intelligence and told the OWI, you can have 20th Century Fox to do whatever you want in terms of propaganda. So, again, all the way back in the 40s and 50s, the very beginning of the OSS and CIA, you had the immediate usage of Hollywood for propaganda. Now, of course, Hollywood was being used prior to that. But these are just great examples. And another key documentary I would recommend people see if they haven't seen it is called Mirage Men. Mirage Men, I think it's free on YouTube. It's just a investigation into how the alien UFO narrative was used in several instances of psychological warfare and disinformation. So again, I'm not claiming that it's all fake or that there's no unexplained phenomena or that there's no spiritual component or dimension. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that one important aspect or angle is the disinformation psychological warfare angle. And in fact, in that documentary, they interview multiple counterintelligence operatives, including Richard Doty, who talks about how, yes, we would just pick narcissistic kind of self-involved, self-important individuals who we would give this runaround that, oh, let's go meet General So-and-so at a base. He's got some important things to tell you. And General So-and-so brings him in and he pops a tape into the VCR and says, son, we've chosen you to be the information outlet for the dissemination of our covenant that we've made with the space beings. And by the way, here's this fuzzy, grainy VHS tape of the alien ship taking off at the Air Force base. And all it was literally a video created by a guy who made Star Trek Next Generation special effects. They interview all the people in the documentary, right? So this is a key thing to see through this obvious deception. Now, it's not just old, you know, 60s, 50s, you know, CIA narratives or science fiction narratives that promoted this. There was also black ops groups, the aviary. There was also black operations that were done to use alien and cryptozoological narratives, I'm not joking, by the CIA to dupe people during the Cold War. There are famous cases of this in Latin and South America where they would actually use Marian apparitions, literally, in Latin and South America to say, oh, look, Mary has appeared and she's telling everybody that, you need to go fight in this XYZ warfare operation, this guerrilla operation, whatever. Don't listen to the opposition. They're of the devil. And Mary says it, right? Again, we can begin to see how this might be the explanation for other events like this. In fact, even some Catholic analysts and traditional Catholic theologians have opined that the Medjugorje apparitions perhaps could fit into this Cold War narrative of Mary suddenly appearing and giving the messages that just happened to back up right the CIA's narrative in the Cold War. I'm not saying that that makes the Soviets good, right? So both sides of the Cold War engaged in these kinds of deceptions, including the Soviets, including the West. But I'm just saying that we have specific documented instances. In fact, Victor Marchetti in his book, I believe it's CIA and Cult of Intelligence, or it's one of his books, he talks about them using in the Philippines the mythology of a local vampire myth, right? And basically staging vampire events, right, to utilize the psychology of fear during some CIA black operation. So we have documented instances of different intelligence operations and networks using cults. In fact, let's not forget one of the greatest examples, Aleister Crowley himself. Crowley was an agent, an asset for MI5. This has been well documented in the book Secret Agent 666 by Dr. Richard Spence. And we know that Crowley was being used to send messages out to different people who respected his esoteric so-called analysis to basically bait people like Rudolf Hess to fly into Scotland. That was actually a British intelligence operation. Ian Fleming was involved in sort of being part of that operation to get Hess to fly into Scotland. That was a British intelligence. And so they used Crowley to do this, right? Well, Crowley also is one of the founders of the modern alien mythos, because he claimed that the entities that he was interacting with and channeling and all this stuff were beings that he drew pictures of, one of which is called Lamb, and Lamb just happens to look exactly like the modern greys, right? He looks just like the description of an alien. And in fact, today, people who follow the Crowleyan route of his satanic invocations, they will actually say, we're doing nothing else than interacting with interdimensional entities, or what other people call aliens. In fact, people from Hollywood who claim to have been involved in Crowley cult will say, yeah, we're just talking to the aliens. Yeah, there you go. There's Lamb, right? The aliens are the same things that we're invoking in our ceremonial rituals, in our trance states, or when we're doing high doses of LSD, or when we're doing DMT or whatever. It's the same entities. And why is it that the entities always have the same message? Again, they always tell people, bro, just set up a global government, dude, and like everybody would be like happy, and then, you know, everybody could just be like, you know, watching Pornhub all day, and like we all could just be like coomers in space or whatever, like it'll be awesome or whatever, right? That's the narrative that all of the aliens and the DMT clockwork elves tell everybody that goes into those dimensions. And it's not accidental. So that's the demonic component to this, right? And then there's the deep state dark component to this, the black ops component, which no better example than the figure of, who was, by the way, a devotee of Crowley, Michael Aquino. Colonel Michael Aquino was instrumental in formulating the modern army's psychological warfare doctrine. He wrote a famous essay, I think it's Mind War to Psy War. And at the end of that document, he says that we're going to have to geoengineer. We're going to have to change the atmosphere. He says human cells operate like antennae. We're going to have to mutate man, right, and basically blast him with different frequencies. This is in the footnotes of his famous army document. And then thereby we can mutate man. Now, who was Michael Aquino? Well, he's not just a famous Satanist. He also started a satanic cult called the Temple of Set. He studied under LaVey for a while and was a devotee of Crowley before going on to start his own cult. But he was also one of the key researchers at Spacecom for many years. And then he went on to do deep, intense research in MKUltra and MKNaomi, MKSearch. So Michael Aquino, who studied the UFO phenomenon at Spacecom, who studies MKUltra, who then writes the Army's part of the Army's psychological warfare doctrine, right? Is it any surprise that we see so many parallels to the UFO phenomenon and the satanic ritual abuse phenomenon? Right. And the mind control MKUltra phenomenon. They're all connected because it's the same people who run these scams. So Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis will be back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We were getting into the parallels and similarities between the people who undergo different versions of ritual abuse, the accounts that we have of people who underwent various studies in the MKUltra panorama. It was actually a whole bunch of different studies. And then the military research into psychological warfare and alien engineering. So let's remember that there's many other alien cults, right, that we can point to. Scientology. Remember that L. Ron Hubbard came out of the Crowleyan system of gradations and hierarchy. And once he graduated Crowley's system, he went on to create his own cult, right, which was Scientology. And Scientology has an elaborate space opera mythology as well, right? You were seeded by aliens and you got to clear your body of all the alien, you know, leftovers or whatever. And this is part of their whole auditing mind control process. So these are all basically stamped out in a lab, right? The model of the alien cult is pretty much always the same. And there's others as well. The Order of the Solar Temple is another Crowleyan sort of alien type of Gnostic cult. But they all bear those similar patterns and stamps. And I think that a lot of them, maybe not every one of them, but many of them were kind of part of ways to study manipulation. And what use would this kind of a religion be? Well, we've seen the Vatican actually in the last few years come out and kind of hint at admitting the possibility, oh, maybe there are alien lives out there. Maybe when the aliens show up, we'll have to baptize aliens. Maybe they can be saved too. Oh, maybe we should just, you know, revise all of our religions. And oh, maybe all of the world religions were more or less kind of just teaching us this alien myth, right? So they all have fragments of the truth, and then the real religion is the overall, right, alien mythos, the superstructure religion or something like that. Now, I think there's a good chance that they could play that card. I think what they do is that the elite is that they will actually float different ideas and articles and see the response and wait and see if the public has basically been engineered to a point where they believe in or are susceptible to the accepting of the alien mythos. So they're probably not at that level yet, even though studies do show a growing percentile of people that do accept the alien origins myth. And this is why we have the new atheists, basically, right? Richard Dawkins, people like this coming, oh, I believe that alien life is definitely possible. We were seeded by aliens. That's probably likely very much true. Maybe. Probably. Right? And that's more reasonable somehow than God. I don't know why that would be more reasonable than God. But behind all of this, of course, is the manipulation and planning of the deep state. And that's why Klaus can come out and say, there will be the discovery of alien life the next several years. You will then have no private property. The aliens just happen to magically want what the World Economic Forum wants. The aliens just happen to want you to take a microchip. Right, so it just happens to be the case, right? How is it that Klaus is always so right, right? I mean, he just happens to know, right, that there's going to be something like the COOF coming. He just happens to know that cyber polygon, right, there will be all of these attacks on the infrastructure from a cyber vantage point. He just happens to know that there's going to be alien disclosure. Or do these people know because they're in on planning it? What's more rational? What's more likely in that scenario? Well, obviously that they're part of planning it. Duh. It's a no-brainer. And so how does this fit into this narrative? What's the point of this? Well, remember that the guiding strategy that they continually reuse and just recycle, rinse, repeat, is problem, reaction, solution. Right? We've all heard this. But what does that mean? Well, it just means controlled chaos, right? It means managing chaos, right, and steering the chaos in the way that the elite want it to go. And that could involve them actually starting the chaos in the case of false flags, or it might be a situation where something organically happens, and then they co-opt and steer it, right? On a smaller scale, right, you could look at co-intel operations or black ops where you have like a McVeigh type of situation or a group that's co-opted and steered by informants and honeypots and all that. That's a smaller scale version of, right, controlled and managed chaos, right, where they come in and solve and save the day or whatever, the feds and whatnot. Well, this is a bigger scale of that where we go back to the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and the alien narrative, the alien myth was humans are the problem. We've got a global crisis. There's no way to fix this without a global solution. Remember the famous Reagan speech at the United Nations, I think back in the 80s, right, was if we just had a global government or if we just had a global crisis, right, and he says that perhaps a space-based crisis of aliens, perhaps an alien extraplanetary threat could bring the world together under a global United Nations government. You'll look up the famous Reagan speech at the UN where he says that alien life could serve that purpose. So we know that's one of the cards, right, like the Illuminati card deck that could be played. The alien disclosure discovery narrative could be played. That, in my view, perhaps that's why they set SETI up. You know what SETI is, right? It was popular in all these 80s and 90s, sci-fi movies. Go watch Contact and Michael. You got Matthew McConaughey. He's out there, SETI, right? He's just trying to hit on, get him a little piece of Jodie Foster while Jodie Foster's sending emails to the aliens from SETI, right? So Matthew McConaughey's in all these SETI movies, right? And what was SETI? Well, SETI was just part of the propaganda to let us think, right? That, yeah, there, Werner von Braun, of course, talked about this. So this has been in the cards for a long time. And SETI could, we got a message. SETI got an email, right? ET sent SETI an email. What does it say? Oh, it says we're coming. And this potentially, right, could be where Bluebeam comes into play here, perhaps some advanced version of holographic imagery. We've seen a lot of videos going around viral for many years of, pretty elaborate holograms, right, that people could be duped into thinking was a Jesus, a Buddha, whatever, a religious imagery as a second coming or something like that. And again, that's not out of the realm of possibility. possibility, given what we did see in these previous instances that I listed, of the CIA using religious imagery and mythology to dupe people during the Cold War and even in the present day. Apparitions are a great way to dupe people to serve a function stacking, right? A magical apparition, right? Yeah, there we have. So SETI's going to find some code, right? Remember in Close Encounters, right? All the nerds are sitting there at SETI or a CIA base or whatever, NSA or something, and they're, oh, look, we got the coordinates of where the aliens are going to land, and it just has to be over here by the Denver airport, right? Well, no, this is all really just stage managed. It's stage planned. It's not a real alien disclosure. It should be patently obvious because, by the way, if you want a template that they'll probably use, have you read Childhood's End? Childhood's End is the template for this very thing. And again, Arthur C. Clarke, he didn't just write that. He wrote 2001, 2010. By the way, 2010 is just as important for the narrative as 2001, because in 2010, the aliens are revealed to be these basically advanced AI beings, right, that shepherd mankind into their evolutionary ascent to deity. There you go. Everybody should watch, right? If you can't read it, go watch the sci-fi channel's version of Childhood's End, because it's the same pattern. Arthur C. Clarke, by the way, was hanging out in the circles of Aleister Crowley. So you can look at Karellen, right, the demon figure there, who literally looks like a demon. How much more obvious could it be? Oh, he's got cloven hooves. I wonder what this is supposed to be. I wonder, right? And what does he do? He comes and he offers everybody global government. He offers medical miracles. He offers a solution to the wars and the famines and the pestilences, right? The alien salvation narrative, which is a Gnostic mythological narrative. But do you know how, spoiler alert, Childhood's End ends? Well, he does the same thing that Starchild does in the original story of 2001. Oh, sorry, but in order to save you, we're going to have to take your generation of children on our spaceship, and we're going to have to nuke the rest of you. So Earth gets nuked, just like in 2001. Earth is supposed to be nuked. A demon comes to save humanity, to nuke Earth, to save us. Again, the aliens are always doing what the global elite are doing. Why are the aliens always Malthusian? It just happens to be the case that the aliens are, you know, Malthusian. It just happens to be the case that they're all, oh, it just happens to be the case that they're demons and that they say the same things demons say, right? Oh, kill everybody for us and we'll give you a utopia, right? Wink, wink. I mean, it's so obviously baloney. It's so obviously propaganda and it's so obviously demonic. And so that's how this narrative, this fake story, fits into the mythos of the Great Reset, is that it's exactly the religious pattern of the things that Klaus and the global elites push. Mankind is the problem. Man has to be put to death because he is a resource vampire. He's sucking up all the resources. He's, you know, harming the planet through climate, right, through his exhalations of carbon dioxide, and carbon dioxide is a toxin, none of which is true, by the way. And so it's all fake. It's fake and gray. You thought I was going to say something else. No, it's fake and gray, a.k.a. Grace.
This is Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.